Tim Brown, covering the WBC in San Juan, Puerto Rico, joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. That's a tough gig, man.
I got a question, Jeff. No shirt, no shoes, no interview, or am I okay with this?
Oh, you're okay with it.
All right.
Yeah, it's no problem. Well, I mean, it must be what? It's got to be. Give me the forecast for San Juan.
Oh, it's probably close to 80, a little overcast. Lovely. The water's cold, though, Jeff. It's a little cold.
Yeah, okay.
Waves are good, though.
Oh, that's good. That's good. A couple of things I wanted to ask you about, Tim, before we get to the World Baseball Classic. I know you're close to the Angels and Dodgers in particular, and I wanted to ask you about the Mike Trout, the contractual situation there. I read pieces, everybody's written on it, and, you know, I think Trout's taken, his agent didn't necessarily take the high road, but he did. How surprised are you by that, and do you take anything out of it at all? Like, it just seems to me that he's the type of guy who's going to get his money. It's, I don't know. I didn't see the big fuss about it, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, I think ultimately it's probably meaningless. He is an awfully long way away from free agency, and my guess is that the Angels will enter into some sort of negotiations, within a reasonable amount of time. I think that what this contract is saying is do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see you come back your sophomore year and do it again. But I think this process was a little gummed up because, not only did the agent bring up the contract, the disappointment in that, but the position switch. And I think that's where people sort of blanched a little bit. Why are we now talking about a position switch? And is the agent suggesting that Mike Trout there's a monetary value to a 21-year-old guy going from center field to left field? And I just, I don't know. To me, it would have been a lot better if they just let it go, because Mike Trout is, in the little amount of time we've seen him, he's built a reputation as being a team-first guy. Who will do anything and show up and just give me a place in the lineup and I'm happy. And this put a little dent in it. So I don't know. I think I was more disappointed in the agent, who obviously is an employee of Mike's, than I was in Trout, ultimately.
Tim Brown of Yahoo Sports joins us in the Jeff Blair Show. All right, taking a look at the World Baseball Classic. The Jays have particular concern about that pool that you're going to be covering. I'm not talking about the swimming pool. About the WBC pool, Jose Reyes is playing for the Dominican. Jose Reyes, when he was with the Mets, was held out of games at Hiram Bithorn Stadium because of concerns about the turf. Is it the same turf that was there 2 years ago? Have they upgraded it?
You know, I don't know that for sure, Jeff. I did not get a sense that there have been any drastic renovations there. They've played big league games on this turf, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, I do not know that for sure, and I can't speak to that. I have not been over to the ballpark yet. Today's a beach day, Jeff. but it's a great question. And obviously, you know, as Jose Reyes has been very fragile with this stuff, and it's something to keep an eye on. I know that they're going to want him to play, especially here. It's a big deal, and it'll be interesting to watch to see how it plays out. I'm sure Tony Pena will keep a really good eye on it.
Yeah, this is a terrific pool: the Dominican Republic, Spain, Puerto Rico, and Venezuela. Two of the teams that a lot of people have kind of pegged as being co-favorites. I don't know how you pick a favorite in this competition. Venezuela and the Dominican Republic. Who of those two teams do you like?
I think I like the Dominicans only because I think they can pitch a little deeper. The Venezuelan team is, you know, what's interesting about the Venezuelan pitching staff is they're going to have Carlos Zambrano and Frankie Rodriguez trying to pitch themselves into jobs here,
mm-hmm.
which is fascinating to me. But I think that the Dominican team can go a little deeper pitching-wise. And that's, you know, Jeff, with these pitching limits and things like that, it's about depth and it's about pitching. I think the hitters after some spring training are a little bit more or less fragile at this point. But I do like, I like the U.S. team. I like the Dominican team. I think this might be the year for the U.S. team if they can stay healthy.
You know, it's funny because Jeff Passan made that same point. Speaking to some people in spring training, a couple of scouts, they said the same thing to me. You know, everybody's talking about how the guys who aren't with the U.S. team, and they said that's typically the case, but he said, if you go around that lineup, it's a tough lineup to pitch to. and you've got a knuckleballer going in game one. I mean, who knows what that's going to do?
Right, and the starting depth with Gio Gonzalez, with Ryan Vogelsong, and Derek Holland, and then plus they have all those big arms in the bullpen. It'll be very interesting to see what they do. I have not looked in the last half hour or so what they're going to do at first base with the loss of Teixeira, whether or not Prince Fielder could come into play or Ryan Howard or someone like that. They need, Joe Torre seems to think they need a left-handed bat in that lineup, which makes sense. But the broader view here, Jeff, is how serious are people in America taking this thing if their team is never competitive in this, and what's sort of the long term value of this tournament if there's very little public support in the U.S. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays and what sort of crowds they draw in San Francisco, particularly if the U.S. team goes.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, what this tournament needs, I think, to really give it a cachet is that it frankly needs the Americans to win. And if they could beat, I was going to say, if there was like an arch rival like Cuba or something like that, maybe you could even maximize it. But I think if the U.S. team wins this event, at least for a couple of days, there will be a buzz surrounding it, which we haven't really had in the first two of them.
Yep, I absolutely agree. And you sort of hate to feel that way because sort of the great thing about this tournament is watching the Dominican fans and the Japanese fans and the Puerto Rican fans and all those people really embrace it. It's really fun. I remember those games in Korea and Japan were some of the best baseball games I'd ever seen. And yet I don't know if it was really appreciated outside of the people sitting in that ballpark. So I agree with you. I mean, at least to advance into that final game or something and sort of see who shows up and how important it is. Because I think it's important to the players. I'm just not sure that it's, in fact, I know it just hasn't been embraced by the public in general. And I wonder, Jeff, I'm sort of wondering as Bud Selig sort of winds down his tenure, when he's gone, how important is it going to be to keep this going? And I think this is a really important year toward that.
Yeah, I'm with you completely. I think there's a financial gain to be had here if it's done properly. But this, I've had a couple of people tell me this in a lot of ways is almost a vanity project for Bud Selig. And if he's gone and this thing isn't established, it's not beyond anybody's imagination that whoever the new commissioner is may at least put this thing on, may table it and just say, look, we need to really look at this, need to see if we're getting a bang for our buck here. And, maybe going back into the Olympics is a way to go. Although I think ultimately that's kind of,
if they'd have it, right. If they'd have it.
Exactly.
And as you do, they all think it's a great idea until it's time to start sending players out and risking injury and how long they're going to be gone and what sort of coaching they're getting. Right around this time of year, they're not so happy about the WBC anymore.
No.
They're probably not going to get a vote from that tier.
Yeah, as John Gibbons said, his message to the parting players was good luck, stay healthy, and get eliminated in the first round.
Exactly. You want your guys to go to Team Italy and places like that because you'll see him in a few days.
Exactly. Hey, Tim Brown is the national baseball writer for Yahoo Sports. Tim, before we let you go, a lot of talk about how this tournament will be used as a bit of an experimental chamber by baseball as far as enhanced use of video review goes. How do you feel about increased use of video review in baseball? And I mean, some of the things they're talking about doing, you really start to get the sense that there is a movement to get this done by some people quickly. I, for one, was stunned that the umpires union would be as behind this as much as they are. Are we really on the verge, do you think, of a much greater role for video review in baseball?
Yeah, my feel for it is by 2014, it'll be far increased from what we see now. And I think that, you're seeing the last holdouts, guys like Joe Torre, start to come on board. And I think the issue with people is not so much the close plays, but when umpires are blowing such obvious plays that anybody in the ballpark except that one guy can make at that moment, that's where it starts to get dicey. For me, you run it back and forth once or twice and you can't tell, play on.
Mm-hmm.
I think, unfortunately, the breadth of the calls they're missing, I think, is the real issue. And you just can't continue to watch this on and on. And we all hate the games that drag on, and we hate the shutdowns and all that. But at some point, you got to sort of jump in. And believe me, I was sort of with Joe Torre on this for a long time. I may be one of the last to go, too. I just can't keep watching the same calls being missed over and over again when there's a way to get them right.
Yeah.
I think we're trudging toward it.
Yeah, after a while, it does get frustrating. Hey, Tim, thanks so much for doing this. Go catch a wave someplace.
I'll try. Thanks, Jeff. Take care, man.
Take care. That is Tim Brown.